There's four of us, the David Sinclair Four. But there's only one. Pete Jones Show on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM. You know it adds up.
Yeah, welcome, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It is so good of you to come in on this ridiculously sunny, not bank holiday Monday.
Yeah,
but, you know, you're here. You know,
yeah, bring the sunshine with us.
It is more than groovy. By the way, the track before that was called Echo from, Echo is the artist. Echo is the artist. And the track was Automatic because... Yes. Jimmy Lee was listening. If you want to get your music played on the Pete Jones Show, this is all you got to do. What Echo did was they sent us an email, they did a whole sort of description of what they're like, and tagged on a track. And guess what? We played it. And they're coming in for a session in about 5 or 6 weeks' time. Now, can we swing that black mic around to Gary, who's in? We have a researcher in the house who's going to knock over his Tesco's glass of fruit juice. Now, I did say earlier, what on earth is a Cylon? What is a Cylon, Sir Gary?
Well, a Cylon, it's a biomechanical race of workers developed in a distant part of the galaxy by humans, not of terrestrial origin, apparently.
Fact. Thank you, sir. Would you mind giving Jimmy Lee the mic back? Because I don't think we can trust you with that thing. Thank you for that. You see, these people are very more than welcome. And the four technicians through the glass who are here permanently, still none the wiser that we've got actual experts in the house, which is, you know, this is the way it rocks and the way it rolls. So, Mr. Jimmy Lee, I am very honoured to have you here because this album is wonderful. It's
Thank
absolutely
you.
Gorgeous. And the fact that you've worked so much with Mr. Pipe it down, people. For goodness sake, we're very, very important. The fact that you and Simon have worked together so much.
Yes.
What was his part in this album?
Simon decided that he quite liked to make a record with me.
Yes.
So we got together at the very beginning of last year and set off on our quest, chose a few songs, got together in a studio with a couple of guys to start making it, and then stopped making it because it wasn't quite going in the right direction. It was going to be sort of Americana-y, sort of Dylan Modern Times kind of feel.
Which tracks were already down at that point?
Well, all of them got scrapped.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, we did about 10.
Well, that's what Dylan would have done himself.
And we scrapped them all and got a new drummer in, Javier, who is Spanish, surprisingly enough, with a name like that. And he's very Latin in his rhythms, and it changed the whole way the record went.
He's Spanishy, but he's from Worthing.
He lives there now,
for sure.
So we started again about Easter time last year and started laying the tracks down again, and then found ourselves borrowing musicians here, there and everywhere that we could to finish it off. It's quite a big production.
It's sort of everything really as well. I mean, it's still got that initial, because I didn't know that behind it.
Yeah, it primarily I think is a folk-ish record.
Yes.
But rather than being the same all the way through, you've got a bit of blues folk, a bit of jazz folk, a bit of Latin folk, folk, you know. So it's an album of songs. Maybe some, I think one of the reviews I had said it didn't really hang together as an album as
Who
such.
Is this person?
But I don't know. We won't go there again.
And you read reviews.
Of course I do. There are so few of them. It's not hard to.
I know.
But I think it's an album of songs. We approached each one in its own right. So we'd be like, oh, what does this need? Scrap the guitar. Let's have a ukulele.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of
but it does work. I think it works.
Yeah.
We don't need critics, do we?
It's the album. That's what it is.
Yes.
That's how it sounds.
It is the album. It's also, I didn't realise this until you told me a minute ago, that there's 6 videos that go with or that are from it.
Obviously, yeah, songs from the record. I was shooting footage for them as we were making the album.
So as you were writing the tracks or as you were recording?
A couple of them were written during the sessions.
Yes.
But the rest were sort of in place before. But I knew with the campervan song, for instance, you know, what sort of footage you need to get.
Oh, it's a beautiful video.
We grabbed all of that and put it all together.
Guys, go to YouTube if you haven't seen it. It is such a great vid, campervan song. Just put in Jimmy Lee Morris and you will just wallow in just, it is sheer sunshine.
Sunshine, a bit of nostalgia.
It's lovely.
It is. Thank you very much.
It's a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
I do love it.
The other one I was particularly pleased with, I found a location in a place called Heathfield.
Yeah.
Which is in East Sussex, and there's an old abandoned railway tunnel. When beaching shut all the railways in 65, yes. I think. This massively long railway tunnel that led into Heathfield Station is available in the summer for people to walk through. And it's really spooky and really big. And I walked through it and just thought, yeah, this is a place to shoot a video.
I still can't believe that happened, even though, I mean, how backward thinking was that to knock out all those lovely local... I mean, now we'd just cry out for them, wouldn't we?
We would need them now, yeah, for
so
sure.
Badly.
But they've done a good thing with that particular cuckoo line, I think it's called.
I've cycled along.
It's a fantastic walk and cycle ride now.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But, yeah, the video on the outside was shot in that tunnel, and it just created a brilliant, spooky atmosphere.
I do like that. Do you want to grab your guitar? Because I have no idea what you've got lined up to play.
I didn't know what you might play off the CD, so I should go first. I should get.
I don't have to play anything off the CD. You can just play live tracks.
Oh wow.
Okay. So seriously, I mean, you know, I'm up for that. And we've got people here who, as we know, we can't pretend they're not here.
No, we can't. They're so noisy.
They're so noisy, but almost in a good way.
It's fine.
Almost in a good way. What would you like to play for us?
I'm going to play the opening song on the...
Give Me All Your Love. You guys, you're listening to Jimmy Lee Morris on The Pete Jones Show. You guys can do many things. You can text us 07909 547336 if you want to give a shout out to yourself, if you want to say hi to Jimmy, and anything you want to ask him too, if you've got anything. In the meantime, give me all your love.
All you got to give, you know that I'll take all there is. I've never known myself a better time. So give me your love and I'll give you all of mine. Give me everything you've got, you know that I will take the lot with you. I don't know where to draw. Love and I'll give you all of mine. The simple things are easy if you don't make them hard. Some people complicate me and leave me old and tired. But I don't need to have too much. I'm through with wanting all that stuff. You are all I ever hope. So give me your love and I'll give you all of mine. The simple things are easy if you don't make them hard. Some people complicate me and leave me old and tired. But with you I feel alive. You make me want to keep on trying with you. I'll never stop or fall behind. So give me all your love and I'll give you all of mine. You give me all your love and I'll give you all of mine. You give me all your love and I'll give you all of mine. Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. That's so good.
Thank you very much.
That is so, so very, very good. Give Me All Your Love. Opening track there to Jimmy Lee's first, I'm going to say Jimmy Lee now, because it just sounds great.
Jimmy Lee.
Jimmy Lee. Here he is, Jimmy Lee.
Even I don't recognise myself anymore.
I know. Who are you, sir? For years, I thought you were James. But anyway.
Indeed.
Jimmy Lee Morris's brand new album, Wilderness Woods. Now, the best place to go, according to the man himself, is to the website, jimmyleemorris.com. What will we find when we go to the website, sir?
You will find gumph and info about my life.
Yes.
You will find links to go buy the CD.
That's what we want.
Bandcamp or iTunes and the like.
Yeah.
You will find videos to watch and indulge yourself.
Have you got really old videos from the old days?
No, they're all new ones from this particular thing. You'll never find the old ones now.
What about the old albums? Are they on there?
No. No, it's complete. It's complete.
This is like rewriting history.
Refreshing history.
You've just gone cleansed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been cleansed, moved on.
So there's no way we can get hold of your old stuff?
No. Okay. There's only, I've told a lie. Yes. A small lie. What I did do recently, I released, I think, 5 of the demos for this album on Bandcamp. For download, as a download sort of EP.
Okay.
You can get that there too. So you can hear how the song started life, like the Campervan song.
Oh, okay.
Which was a little bit, I think you played the original version.
Yes, I did.
Years ago.
Yeah.
A bit more hippie trippy than the new version. And then there's Give Me All Your Love is also on there. It started life as more Dylan country with the harmonica and stuff. And ended up being a bit more Latin-y.
Okay.
So, yeah, those things do exist still.
It was Blood on the Tracks, I think, that Dylan basically scrapped the entire album and did the whole lot again.
Must have been worth it because it was fantastic.
I know. Fantastic. But I think they're the same songs, just in a completely different style and all the rest of it, which is just mind-blowing when you think about it. You just to be that, you know, you think, you know what? Nah, let's do it again.
I think you can do that. If your songs can be changed in so many ways, can't they? I think my songs are similar in the sense that you can take a song and it can change its style depending on who might want to do it, you know.
Well, there is that. I mean, if you have the joy or the or whatever it is of other people playing your songs or working with your material, and you hear it coming back at you in a different style, I mean, has that happened?
Yes, I've had covers of Campervan song. I've seen videos of that up on YouTube.
Nice.
Done in different ways. And yeah, so you do.
You kind of just let it go, don't you?
Of course you do,
and go, off you go.
Doesn't matter what people do. There's a skateboard going by.
I was wondering what that was. I thought it was marbles rolling down the hill.
It could be.
I'm in some strange parallel universe. Very odd. Well, I don't know who the heck's out there skateboarding their little hearts off, but that's great. Now listen, how can we go and see you live? And what have you got in the next few weeks?
Coming up probably a little further afield, but I guess if you're listening on the internet, you might be listening down in the New Forest, because on Wednesday I shall be heading off down there to Lymington to play as their guest on the Lymington Folk and... No, I think it's just Lymington Folk Club. I shall be guesting down there, playing the main slot.
I had no idea Lymington had a folk club.
It does, in the Thomas Tripp Pub.
That must be awesome, because, I mean, that's kind of New Forest land, isn't it?
It is indeed, right on the coast there, that one.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're in the Thomas...
Thomas Tripp.
The Thomas
It's Tripp. Called, I know.
Oh, bless. That's been there a while, isn't it? You know it has, Thomas Tripp. I bet it's 2 P's. Go on.
Yeah, of course.
Come
it
on.
Is. Bring
Ye
oldie pub, I
Ye
would
oldie
imagine.
Pub. So that's Lymington Folk
that's
Club.
Wednesday, and then on Friday I shall stay down that way and come inland a little to Brockenhurst.
Okay.
Where I shall play the Forester's Arms.
So, folks, if you're listening on to the Friday repeat, you're more than welcome. Obviously, thank you for being there. You've missed one of those. You've missed the 1st of June, which is this coming Wednesday. But, you know, you can still get it to Brockenhurst, the Forester's Arms, 3rd of June to see the lovely Jimmy Lee Morris playing, well, presumably, pushing this album.
Pushing the tracks of this album, plus there are new songs as well that aren't on the album, which I also go out and play.
Well, that's
nowadays.
What I was gonna probe you about.
Because,
because presumably, once you've got this body of work together, and it didn't quite work like that with you, did it? You were working with the tracks as you were going along. You didn't have like all the songs down, and then you...
There were two on the album that were written as the sessions were going on.
Okay.
And then made it onto...
Onto the album.
Onto the album.
But in the meantime, were you still writing other stuff that you think, that's almost going to be for another album, or does it not?
I think towards the end of the, once we'd sort of finished, I was thinking, all right, what am I doing next?
Yeah.
And started to write other stuff. And also, when you're playing live, there are songs you need, there need certain sort of songs at certain points in your set.
Yes.
So rather than play other people's songs that are of that, you know, it's like a sort of a Brown Eyed Girl meets Big Yellow Taxi meets Me and Julio kind of lively thing.
Yeah.
Instead of having to play any of those, write one.
Are those three in your repertoire?
No.
Oh, okay. I would love to hear you play those three. But...
In the olden days, I used to maybe go out and have to play some of those sorts of songs.
Okay, yeah.
But I figured that I'd write something that was catchy and like it. So there are things that I've written for the future.
And because I know Wilderness Wood, you've gone on a certain journey with it. Is the next album or the stuff that you're writing already, is that following on from that journey?
I think this album is very highly produced, lots of musicians on it. It's a big sound. I think the next one will be more stripped back.
Okay.
So not completely acoustic, but maybe a sort of mandolin.
Yeah.
Acoustic guitar.
Great.
Maybe a bit of slide guitar. Just really sort of paired back, a bit more folky.
What about any of these gigs? Is that you on your own?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay, so they're all back to how we're sounding.
Yes,
you're
they're
sounding
like now. This, yes.
What have you got now? I'd love to hear another one.
Why don't I play the title track off the... album, Wilderness Wood.
Yes.
Simon was playing a gig at Wilderness Wood. Simon, the Scardinelli, who produced the record, was playing a gig at Wilderness Wood, and they asked him if he could write them a theme tune, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's very much a sort of working woodland. They all sit around the campfire at night and wanted something to sing.
Yeah.
And he said no, but I know a man who could.
Really? So you hadn't actually written this?
No. And he said to me in the studio, you know, what do you reckon? And I thought, yeah, I can do that. So on the journey home, which was about half an hour's drive, I wrote the song on the way back and sort of got it all in my head. Keep it simple, nice sing-along chorus.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being the title track and the sort of inspiration.
And the second track on it.
And the second track and the artwork was all, sort of fell into place.
Well, I love it. I love it to bits.
With Woody, isn't it?
It's very Woody. It is Woody.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it. Wilderness Wood. As mentioned, Jimmy Lee Morris playing live for us here. Do text us 07909 547336. We'd love to hear from you. Jimmy, take it away.
I will. A simple sing-along chorus. We've got a crowd.
Well, we've got a crowd. We've got a rabble. I wouldn't say crowd.
If you get the idea of the chorus.
if that's wise. The man's a fool.
Who knows?
I know.
When I'm away, far from my home, there's always one place I long to return. There's nowhere I'd rather be, I must confess, than under these trees in this old wilderness. Wilderness Wood, I love to be. In Wilderness Wood, it's the best place for me. There's nowhere I'd rather be, I must confess, than under these trees in this old wilderness. Every season's a pleasure to see, the bare branch of winter to green canopy. There's nowhere I'd rather be, I must confess, than under these trees in this old wilderness. Wilderness Wood, I love to be. In Wilderness Wood, it's the best place for me. There's nowhere I'd rather be, I must confess, than under these trees in this old forever. In Wilderness Wood, I'll always remember this place where we stood. There's nowhere I'd rather be, I must confess, than under these trees in this old wilderness. Wilderness Wood, I love to be. Wilderness Wood's the best place for me. There's nowhere I'd rather be, I must confess, than under these trees in this old. In this old wilderness.
Oh. If that isn't.
Thank you very much. Yes. All we needed was a campfire. Really,
I was just about to say, if that ain't a campfire song, what is?
I played that at Wilderness Wood on the beginning of my little mini tour here, Into the Wilderness.
Yes.
I went.
Apocryphally named, yes. Of course.
I went there and I played, and they had a 20-foot high campfire, and they expected me to stand by it
and not play. On it.
And there were sparks flying everywhere, and the guitar was on fire.
By the way, James, never volunteered to play the Lewis bump, you know.
No.
I don't think you want anything.
Never.
But Wilderness Wood, that sounds like a safer gig. You know, the fact they stoked up. They got a lot of wood to burn, those guys.
They did. They stuck lots of wood on it. But it was fun. It was...
That's so good.
It was a good place.
That is lovely. Anything else you got? In fact, I've got 18th of June written down. What's that?
Yeah, I'm going to finish my little tour at the Summer Solstice Festival, which is in Eastbourne. I think it's at the football ground. It's organised by the Pentacle Drummers.
The Pentacle Drummers?
Not
Pentangle.
No,
Pentacle.
No. Yeah, Pentacle Drummers. Okay. They're a mad bunch of people who hit lots and lots of drums.
In a very big way.
Yeah. And they've got a big festival. There's lots of music going on through the evening, I believe. And I'm doing a slot there at about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
On, what is the Summer Solstice? Is it the 18th Saturday?
Well,
or
you
the
mentioned
19th?
That. I was going later. I was going 21st.
No, it's not. It's that weekend of the solstice, Saturday of the solstice.
Okay, so that's Eastbourne Football Ground.
Yeah,
Come on.
Yeah.
That's good. With the Pentacle Drummers to boot, of course.
Yes.
Again on your own with that one?
Yeah. Just me. It's always just me. Nobody else.
Do you do, if you've done a sort of, because I know, because all these musicians have got together with you. Did you ever go live with them?
No, I haven't. It's quite a lot of organisation to pull so many people together. I've played with Tim Kent, who's playing on the album.
Yes.
He plays a little octave guitar on a few of the folkier ones. We used to go to Denmark on a regular yearly basis and play over there for sort of about 10 years.
So you know Tim a while?
So I've known Tim a while and played with him.
But he's local, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's sort of just the other side of Brighton.
And now, tell me the story about how you hooked in a saxophonist on this album. Because
there's a couple of sax players on there. But the first one we dragged in when we thought, oh yes, Simon was like, oh, it needs a saxophone, I can hear it.
Yes.
who do we know? And he saw a busker playing somewhere in Brighton, I don't know where, and dragged him in off the street to play. And
that's great.
He did a suitably good job on, I think it's Nothing to Fear he played.
Oh,
on.
Did he? Okay.
I don't remember his name. You have to forgive me on that.
Well,
it's in the notes there somewhere. But
well, we have Philippe.
It's not. Giard, no, it's not
or
Philippe.
Got Alfio Cesari on track 8. Yeah. Alfio, mate, what a trooper! What did he get for that?
He got the promise of some studio
of
time, I do believe, to come
back. But, we used to do that back in the day when we were Reverb was on the level. We used to sometimes, if we had a cancellation or whatever, Mr. Paul Stones would nip out and he would accost the most sober guy, you know, out of the crew that would play the level if playing is, you know. Mm-hmm. And we did come unstuck a couple of times.
Yeah.
Bless us. But, you know, live is where it is. You know, thrive live.
Exciting.
Come on, bring in the unknown. You also found a four-piece band who had been up for two nights from the beach, who turned out to be absolutely brilliant. They were so good. But they were, you smelt the night on them. You know what I'm saying? The studio was like that. Give us some air, my friends. After a bit like our rabble here, to be honest, I don't know.
They're still here.
They are still here.
They're still drinking their pints of wine and eating their crisps.
Of fruit juice is the regular story. Yes, they are still here. Now, listen, after these three June gigs, what's happening?
I shall disappear for a few weeks, just like that, and go away and mellow somewhere or other, and come back another day to think about starting again with another record, maybe for next year. Or
is that if you were to come in this time next year, we would be talking about the next album? Or is that
I think that might be a bit early, but I think if there's one next year, it'll be later in the year.
Okay.
Because it's got to get made.
Yeah, there is that.
And I'm not one for getting it started.
I hadn't factored that bit in. You mentioned Denmark earlier. What was the link with Denmark? Because it was,
Tim used to play it.
So he just knew places to go there? Or?
He got in touch with somebody many years before me and used to go and play over in sort of a big, what would I describe it as? Sort of camping hotel site on a little island on the west coast of Denmark.
Okay.
His partner decided he didn't want to do it anymore, so he got in touch with me. He'd seen me playing in a folk club, thought I might be able to handle it. And I hooked up with him, and we went and did that.
Yeah.
And that sort of culminated in, I think we played four or five different places on that sort of west coast.
So you do a little mini kind of semi-tour,
you'd sort of go around and play, and then we settled into the Tønder Festival, which is in the south of Denmark.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we're having confirmation from the corner that actually exists.
That exists.
Which is good.
I'm
glad.
True. It wasn't.
The island was a Fainu, beautiful island.
It's the one slightly north of that.
Oh, right, okay.
Romu, I think it was called.
Romu.
But it's lovely down there, yes.
Yeah. What about taking just yourself over to sort of other parts of Europe? We've had a few guests in over the last few weeks who basically, you know, nip over to Berlin, play a few gigs and get really well paid.
Yeah.
And then they do the same in Paris or France. And they seem to respect the struggling artist on the door far better than we do. I don't know, there seems to be...
The experience I had playing, certainly at the Tønder Festival, the place was heaving and people loved it. And yes, you did get a really good response. But the logistics of organising something where you can actually just head off and play enough places in a line, as it were, without having to travel miles in between, is something that needs planning.
That needs a coordinator.
One day I shall plan it.
That needs a coordinator. But in terms of you as an artist, is it in the studio and the writing that really gets you going, yeah, or is it the live performing?
I like going out and playing. I like doing things like this.
Yeah.
But maybe if I was honest, I quite like sitting at home.
And
it'd be nice to earn money sitting on your bum rather than actually going out.
But Jimmy, we've got to work on this.
I do it all just in case.
There's got to be a way, hasn't there? There's got to be a way.
I think so. We need that advert. We need the B&Q advert.
Yes.
For, what's the track off the album? Sunshine.
Come on, why not?
With the whistling and everything. I think that would be perfect.
We need one of
B&Q,
those.
B&Q, if you're out there.
Well, I think the campervan song has got to have commercial legs, hasn't it?
Somebody should use it, shouldn't they? The end of a film, maybe.
The end of a film?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see it in an ad. I don't know. It's got lifestyle, it's got iPads, it's got phone, it's got a mobile phone company, you know.
You've sold it to me.
Do you want to play that song?
Oh, I'll play that song.
Oh, I love you so much. That would be ace. I have mentioned it quite a lot. By the way, if you haven't already gone there, go to jimmyleemorris.com. I had a text in from Edinburgh. Other DIY stores are available. Are you sure, Jim? Are you sure they are? Because what did we say? Did we just name check there?
No, absolutely not.
Anyway, we're allowed to. We're not the BBC. We're not commercial, that's for sure, but we're certainly not the BBC. So we can say what the heck fire we like. This is Reverb. Jimmy, can you read out what it says, something about Reverb out there? What does it say? We say what?
We say what we want.
And
we play what we want.
And we're going to do just that. We're going to do that. We can say what we like as long as it's clean, obviously. We do have certain standards and it's a family show, of course. But we can play what we like. And this is no exception. This is Campervan's song. That's track 4 on your song sheet. From the lovely album.
The acoustic-y version, rather than the big baroque flutey version.
That's true. Gary, you couldn't dig out a baroque, could you? Fair enough. Good. Let's go.
Let's have another drink, one for the road. We still got so many miles to go. So pack up the van and let's head out. You know it's just you and me on the road. We don't need anything, it's all here on board. Packed from the tailgate, ceiling to floor. We don't need to rush, we go steady and sure. It's just you and me on the road. Heading home, heading home. It's just you and me on the road. So lift up the awning and light up the stove. It's far in the morning, too early to go. So brew up the coffee and burn all the toast. It's just you and me on the road. And let's have another hour laying in bed, wasting the time away, swinging lead. We should get on, but let's stay here instead. It's just you and me on the road. Heading home, it's just you and me on the road. Heading home. Shut all the curtains and close out the night. We won't be leaving until it gets light. Close your eyes, darling, and lay down your head under these sheets in this rock and roll. Pull on your overcoat against the cold. The windows are drafty, the gaskets are old. The heater don't work, it just sits there and blows. It's just you and me on the road. And here's to the camper that never breaks down. Yeah, right. Here's to the journey it takes us upon. Wave to the others as we go along. It's just you and me on the road. Heading home, yeah. It's just you and me on the road. Heading home, heading home. It's just you and me on the road. Heading home.
More. Yay. You can't stop there. There's another five verses. That is such a gorgeous song. It really, really is. And folks, if you haven't seen the video on YouTube, I just go now. You can multitask, can't you? YouTube, it's called Camper Van Song, and it's under Jimmy Lee Morris. And it is a beautiful, beautiful video. You just wallow in it. It's gorgeous. Brilliant. So thank you for making that too. Who helps you make those vids?
We just do it all ourselves.
Get out of here.
We get the family out.
Yes, and, I noticed that. Yeah, yeah, they're all in there.
And we all goon about.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Stick a camera on it.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
It's a winning format.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
We don't have to rely on anybody else.
Nobody. It's just you and me on the road.
On the road.
Heading home, which is a great place to be heading. Do you still have a camper van?
Yeah.
Good.
Still got the camper van.
Phew, that's a relief.
Yeah, it's got to get us down to the gigs in the New Forest.
It'd be awkward if you didn't. Turned up in a sort of, you know.
It won't be the first time I've broken down in a camper van on the way to the New Forest.
No, but let's, you know, fingers crossed. It's going to be fine.
We've got it all sorted.
You've got it all sorted. Yeah. So it sounds like this summer you're not doing the festival thing, as in you're not performing there. You're just going to be enjoying what summer we will have.
We will definitely be enjoying the summer wherever we go, for however long we go there for.
Do you vacate in that camper van? Do you take it on the road and that's your summers? Is that a traditional?
We have done, yes.
In the Morris household?
Yeah, we head off in that and see where we end up.
See where it goes.
Like you do.
What about you and Simon Scardinelli? Because you know, I'm intrigued by the way you guys work together. Have you got plans to do more?
At the moment, we don't have plans to do more. I'm encouraging whatever I can of him to, you know, do sort of various projects he's got on the go. And for now, he's busy doing his thing. I'm out doing this, promoting what we've made.
Yeah.
When the next one comes round, who knows?
How tough is it? Because we were talking when you first came in off air, just about the fact that when you've got a band, you've got that kind of instant momentum. You kind of, if one of you's feeling a little bit tired, the other one goes, well, we're meeting up every Thursday. Come on, you know, so you get together and go, oh, yeah, yeah. When you're on your own, it's so self-motivated, isn't it?
Yeah.
And not only that, it's you are doing the promotions. You've presumably, you have organised these gigs. You have organised the promotion of the album. You've done everything.
Yes, everything apart from the things that Simon did. I've done everything else.
Yeah, but I mean, that was brought in at the 11th hour, you know, presumably.
Well, it's, I think over the years of being in bands and trusting other people to do things.
And them not
you
doing really, it.
Yeah, you realise that, you know, you're a self-contained unit. And you stick to that, and you know you can't go wrong. Well, you can go wrong, but it's your own fault if you do.
Exactly, and in a way, it's a joy.
It is, and it's quite nice. You don't have to rehearse with other people. You can just grab moments when you want to grab them.
But do you miss, is there a little element that misses the band or misses that kind of collaboration or that camaraderie?
I'm not sure I do anymore. Maybe there was a time after doing bands and things.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to have that sort of, you can sit back for a minute, someone else does the singing. But actually, you know, I quite like being in control of going out and doing what I want to do.
It's nice, isn't it?
Playing what I want, when I want. Don't have to tell anybody what key we're in and what's coming next. And,
And the fact that it's something that you love anyway, you're writing, you're being creative, you're playing anyway by the sound of it. So just the fact that there's no more gigs after June, that means that you've...
That's because I wanted to... I mean, I've done gigs
leading
endlessly forever.
Yeah, sure.
So it's quite nice to adjust self-contained this little promo into the wilderness thing.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Just to sort of focus on that and then move on from that. And the record's there. People want it. They can listen to it and do what they like with it.
Have you got half a ton of hard copies of these? Are you stacking them up at the back of the...
I keep tripping over them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Boxes could, under the bed.
I could do with getting rid of a few, really.
Well, you will. What are you selling them for at the gigs? Is it a honesty box? Is it a...
I've got an honesty box at the gigs. People can pay what they think it's worth.
Okay.
On the night.
Yeah.
If you go on Bandcamp, they're £8.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's a steal as well.
I think so. Yeah.
That's a good price. I mean, look, you know, bang for your bucks. You're getting 13 tracks for that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
I bought a pint earlier. Cost me a fortune. Ridiculous. So that is good value, my friends. Go to Bandcamp if you haven't done already. Please get this album. It is so very, very good. Wilderness Wood, Jimmy Lee Morris. It's pay what you like, but you've got to get yourselves to these gigs. So, you know, you weigh it up, my friends. If
it's going to cost you more, I think, to drive to the New Forest than it is to go on the internet.
Then you've got to stay the night. Then it gets all spooky. It's getting kind of dark. Then you've got to go to Brockenhurst, of course, Forrester's Arms on the 3rd of June. Or Eastbourne, you know, with the crazy drummers, the Pentacle drummers at the football. What's the price of that gig, getting in?
I don't really know.
Okay.
But I think they are on Facebook, Twitter, etc.
So it's
you could look them up.
Eastbourne Football.
I think if you type Summer Solstice Pentacle Drummers, I think you'd find them.
Okay.
And find the event.
And on your website, is there links to that all?
Yeah, I think I've linked to them on there too.
Okay. Okay, well, it's all sounding marvellous.
Good.
Would you like to go out with one more live track?
What? One more song.
Yeah, well, you can have two if you want.
Well, I don't mind doing
it. I don't mind.
One or two.
Let's have a couple.
Okay, shall I do a song that isn't on the album?
Yes, please.
Just to be obtuse.
Yes, I love a bit of obtuse.
And this would be something for the next one, maybe.
Okay.
And it's got a good singer. I decided, we talked a bit earlier about lively songs that you write instead of playing other people's songs.
Yes.
This is the one. It's called Two Lost Souls Clinging to a Song.
See what you did.
And it's pretty much about the state of our life, waiting for somebody to pick up the phone and go, really like that song, here's £1,000 or something similar to it.
I want to use it in the, what was the DIY store?
I can't remember now.
B&Q, fair enough.
Focus, no. Anyway. Oh, but my capo is...
Yes, naughty capo. Get back
being,
there.
It's been difficult. But it's got a chorus with no words in whatsoever.
Get out.
So I'm figuring that with this crazy crowd in here...
Yes, yeah. What's going to happen?
You can just go like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
She's on her... That was the voice of Lisa. Look at that. It's...
There is only you and me, two last souls clinging to a song. Stepping lightly through this minefield, scared to move or putting a foot wrong. But every box has got a song in its wood. Don't let them be misunderstood. But there is only you and me, two lost souls clinging to a song.
Working it, we're working it.
Do 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 do. Do do
do do. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is only you and me, true lost souls clinging to a song. Stepping lightly through this minefield, scared to move or put an effort wrong. Every box has got a song in its word. Don't let them be misunderstood. And there is only you and me, two lost souls clinging to a song. Are you ready? Here we go. Do 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 do. We're just warming up. Harmonies now. Last time. Any key you like, it's fine with me. But every box has got a song.
Very good. That's good. I particularly like the text in from Edinburgh that just goes do da do da do do. Thank you. See,
thank you
joining in.
Yeah.
Joining in on text there. The power of the interwebbly. Thank you, sir. What was that called? The doodly doo doo song? It was called Two Lost Souls Clinging to a Song.
Clinging
to a song. Brackets. Thank you. Loving that. Very, very good. Very groovy, Pants. Loving. So that's kind of the fill-in song. That's when they're nodding off. You do that, is that?
I do that. Get them going.
Get
see
them
if they're
going.
Alive. See if they're awake. See if they're going to sing along.
Is there life out there? But before they buy the CDs at the back, that's what you do. Yeah.
Got to try.
It's all coming on. So you don't think that it sounds like there's all the journey of this album, which is an awesome thing. for the next album, it's going to be back.
I think it's going to be that.
Yes.
But maybe with another instrument.
Okay.
A mandolin, say.
Okay.
And just keep it really...
Simple.
Beautiful. But beaty and sort of straight in your face.
I love the new Paul Simon stuff he's doing. Have you heard any of that?
I heard the single, I think it was.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. What's going
really
on?
Clever.
How does
really
he
clever.
Do that?
Because he's clever and great.
He's all those things.
Yeah.
Are we in a motorbike park? The skateboard guy's gone.
That's my taxi. It's just left.
Oh, I do apologise. Well, you know, we'll get another one. Uber. Uber that, my friend. But Jimmy Lee Morris, it's been so lovely to have you here.
Thank
really
you so much.
Really appreciate all your time. And I just love this album. So we will carry on playing. And any other gigs that you've got coming up beyond June, into the wilderness, if you will,
yeah.
Do let us know. And I think we're looking already to book you for this time next year.
I'll be back.
When the first demos are coming out
yeah.
of the second... Well, it's not really the second album. Although now all the albums have been...
It is. It's the second album.
They don't exist.
Let's call it the difficult second album.
You live now. You didn't live before. You
Never.
Live now.
No.
Look at that. What do I do with all my old all the old CDs of yours?
Keep them.
Really?
eBay.
Shall I?
Boot fairs.
Really?
Propping up those tables that are slightly wobbly.
You know the ones.
Yeah, I know the ones.
Yeah, you know the ones. Listen, sir, would you like to grace us with a fifth?
Another one?
Why not?
Wow.
Crowbarring you in. I'm putting you on the spot here. It looks like these guys are ready.
Okay, a short, sweet thing to finish off.
That would be beautiful.
Would be lovely.
Can we sing?
That's what we were wondering earlier.
Oh, you were... I've already thought that myself.
We were questioning the very essence of that. Yes, can we sing?
I don't know. It might be a little complicated to sing along to this one.
Text in saying songs in the key of Pete. Yeah, about that. Yeah, you're right. What have you got for us?
I thought I did, because we talked earlier about Alfio and his saxophone.
Yes, we did.
I thought I'd just do a little short acoustic version of the song that he played his saxophone on.
That'd
on
be
the record.
Lovely. That'd be gorgeous.
Without him, unless he's outside right now, in which case, get in here.
He's ready. He's always... don't ask that question.
I think you've done enough. I think just enjoy your fruit juice.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
Did you hear that? You've done enough. There was one word he missed out in that sentence, and that was damage. Take it away.
Love may be a hard thing to hold on to, but if you hold on to me, then I will try to prove it's how you're feeling now that shows you it's alright. There's nothing to fear for us tonight. At this moment now, as we lie by this burning fire, it's more than its warmth and light I think we both desire. Flames that burn brightly can still cool into the night. There's nothing to fear for us tonight. No, there's nothing to fear for us tonight. There's nothing to fear for us tonight. There's nothing to fear for us, so hold on tight, because love may be a hard thing to hold on to, but put your trust in me and I will show to you. Your shadows seem darker when the moon is shining bright. There's nothing to fear for us tonight. There's nothing to fear for us tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Nothing to Fear, their track from Wildernesswood, without, of course, the dulcet tones of the marvellous Alfio. Who you can see playing, well, on any street corner in Brighton, I reckon. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming in and
thank
for being
you for having me.
Such an entertaining soul. Best of luck with a few gigs coming up.
Yep,
and with
thank
the
you.
Sale of this album, it is very, very good. We will carry on touting its wares. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.